Hi everyone, I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie, and you're listening to
So That's a Thing,
where we bring you our take
on some random shit. Oh my god.
Sorry everyone, Molly was counting down this time, like, this is what, episode 30?
Three?
Yeah. Three?
Three.
And, like, right before we get ready to hit record, she's like, one, two, three. I'm like, what is that? Like, 33 episodes, you've never counted us down.
I'm trying to be professional, Angela. I don't know. I think professional, you count backwards and you don't say 2-1.
I get, yes.
Three.
It's what? Like, Wayne's World. Yeah. Wayne's World. When he's like, oh, you don't have to say it. Yeah. Hey, everybody, I'm in New York.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Gonna go through a Broadway show.
What's the... Mocha Lucky Hickey. Come on, you want to live it. Come on.
Boop chicka, boop chicka.
That is such a good movie.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Well, I actually watched that not too long ago.
It's a good movie.
It holds up. It holds up for sure.
The second one...
The first one definitely holds up. Oh my gosh.
Our listeners are probably like, what?
Angie and I have been sitting here gabbing for like an hour in the midst of laughing.
Podcast record days are my favorite because it's like therapy sessions.
Me too.
It's like free therapy for us. So,
Hanging out with my bud.
Yeah, we've been, nice. We literally have been probably chit chatting for like an hour, hour and a half right now and trying to get through. So, yeah. So, what have you been up to, Molly?
Well, I actually got out of town last weekend. Yes, I just couldn't take it anymore. I know we've been bitching and moaning about the weather.
Fuck, it's snowing again.
Yeah, and yeah, I know. And then, so last weekend, the weekend that just passed, my husband and I took the kiddos and we went down to St. Louis.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we went to the Magic House. I know, good times.
That place has been a staple forever. Like, my parents took me to the Magic House. Like,
it was really
30
fun.
30 years ago.
Yeah, we had never been there before. And for people that aren't familiar with the area or anything like that, it's basically like the Children's Discovery Museum on steroids.
Yeah.
Like, it is this gigantic mansion that has three levels, two wings to it. It's like this huge explosion of like discovery.
Magic.
So, and magic. So, it was really cool. Like, the kids really enjoyed
it. Did they like it?
Yeah. And then we went to, we stayed in a hotel for the night.
Nice.
That had a pool.
Oh, that's...
With a swim under to the outside pool.
Dude.
Like, that was, like, the bee's knees
for
them.
That's rock star status when you're young.
It was. It was super cool.
Hotel swimming.
Uh-huh.
Life doesn't get much better.
Right. And I think it was good, like, for them just, and for myself as well, just to have, like, a change of pace and just to get out
of
town. And,
yeah.
You know, and up. And I thought it was really funny. I didn't realize that I could get drunk in a hotel with my children sleeping in the next bed. But my husband and I, after dinner, like, we picked up some beer and we went back to the hotel and the kids fell asleep. And, like, we just, because it had, like, a lounge area and we just sat there and all of a sudden it was, like, 12:30. I'm like, well, shit, I gotta go to bed. Like, I'm kind of tipsy. But you can.
Yeah,
FYI,
you absolutely can. I mean, I don't know. For those of our listeners that aren't alcoholics, you can get drunk anywhere. Like, you can get drunk in your car. You can drink at home by yourself.
Right. I just assume, like, when you go, like, someplace, like, to a hotel, like, with your kids and, like, I mean, you have to stay with them, you know? Like,
right.
It's kind of just like, okay, this is like a sober night, which is fine.
Yeah.
But no.
No. Doesn't have to be.
But it was good. It was fun. Yeah.
It's so funny you say that because I don't have kids, but all of my friends that do, like, it's become a different, like, going out has become a different experience.
Right.
I think you've even said that too, where it's like, even if the kids spend the night at, like, grandparents' house or friends or something like that, you still have to get them back the next day.
Yeah.
Like, you're...
There's no lounging around.
Yeah, grandma and grandpa aren't taking them until, like, 4 p.m.
Right,
when you've decided to peel your drunk ass out
you're not hungover.
Yeah, you're...
Exactly.
Until you wait till you're hungover. Like, they drop them off at, like, 9, 10 o'clock in the morning.
And you still have to parent.
And you have to deal with children that...
Right.
Our
although, my kids have been around me their whole life, so they kind of know that Sundays are for chilling. Mom's taking a nap.
Yeah.
We're gonna chill.
Yeah.
Let's do a craft.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's chill. You know. They're not new to the situation. That's but so funny. Regardless, it was great to get out of town. Of it course, was fun. Yeah. Just a nice, like I said, change of pace. You know, the weather was pretty good. And
we had a great hotel time. For kids is like rockstar. Yeah. I mean, that seriously, they enjoyed it. Yeah, it was really fun.
And oh, so what good. About you? What do you got going
well,
on?
Well, I'm actually heading to St. Louis. So it's like, whoop, whoop.
Strangers for those, in the night. For those of you who are not like friends with us and know where we are, we live in Central Illinois, which is basically the center of the state. 2 hours from Chicago, 2 hours from St. Louis.
Yeah, we're
right smack dab in the middle.
You can go either direction, north or south.
Yeah.
I prefer, I'm half of our listeners are probably going to cringe right now, but I'm a Cardinals fan.
I know.
I know. And so all you Cubbies out there, like, they're all excited to go to Chicago, but I love me some St. Louis. I really do.
Yeah, it's a nice city.
I think it's easier to get to. You don't have the traffic like you do. Granted, you don't have the, like, buzz of Chicago, but I think downtown St. Louis has a lot of good stuff, especially, like, Ballpark Village and stuff. But so this weekend, we're actually heading down. I'm taking my mom. So this was her Christmas present that I got her.
Exciting.
We're going to go see Garth Brooks.
Oh, boy.
In concert.
Didn't know he was still touring.
She is beyond excited, believe me. Like, which I am too. I've seen him a couple times, and he actually puts on.
I bet.
The man is getting up there in age, but like, he runs his fat ass around that stage. That man ain't going down till the sun comes up. Like,
right. I mean, he's famous enough that he's been doing it long enough that, I mean, I'm sure, like, his show's spectacular.
Oh, well, and he really is like a concert for the people. I mean, it's the last time I saw him was a couple of years ago, and he put on a whole show. I mean, it was an hour and a half, you know, full like 18, 19, 20 song show.
Okay.
And of course, there's an encore.
Okay.
So he comes back out and he does like a 2-3 song encore, and you're like, oh, okay, that's great. And then you kind of, everybody keeps clapping. Well, then he walks back out, which is by himself.
Oh.
Without the band. And he was like, you know, because he has so many number one hits. Like, he just really is like 40, 50 number one hits. I mean, you can't sing them all. And he goes,
I don't know any of them, but it's okay.
But he has so many songs and so many people. He's like, I saw so many posters up here tonight of songs that people are wanting to hear. Like, play this, play that, whatever. Yeah. And he goes, and I want you to at least get a chance to hear some of that. So he sat there and he's like, those of you, hold up your signs. So they were throwing spotlights on these posters. And he's like, oh, I'll sing that one. So he'd be like a verse in the middle. Okay. And then he'd go into a next one. So he did probably like 6 or 7 more songs.
Wow.
Left, then came back with a band again. I mean, this thing, I went on for days. Like,
So this is the second time you're seeing Garth Brooks?
This will be my third time.
Your third time?
Yes. Okay. I'm a pro. But, I have to tell you though, it's so cute because, we're, you know, staying at a hotel a little bit, not in downtown St. Louis, but a little right outside of St. Louis, about a 10-minute drive. And we decided we're going to Uber to the arena and Uber back. And my mom is so excited because it's her first time in an Uber. She's like, oh, I'm so excited. Like,
look at you introducing her to new things.
And I'm like, it's a car that picks you up. Like, it's not like we're taking a limo. Like,
right.
I mean, I guess if I pay for the Uber XL. Or Uber Black.
What the kids are doing these days.
Yeah, like, you know, she was super excited that she gets to ride an Uber. And I guess I take it for granted that not everybody has experienced Uber yet. Like, I feel like this is just part of life now that,
you know. Well, I know. I had a friend that I was with him for the very first time that he took an Uber, and it was so funny. Like, he was, like, thrilled. Like, taking pictures and, like, posting it on Instagram. Like, took an Uber tonight. And I was like, okay, dude. Like,
It's a car
with a stranger driving. Well, but hey.
Yeah, which, I mean, but I feel like they've upped their game recently, I feel like. I mean, it's, you know, because they want to get a good rating, and you want to give them a good rating, you know, and you want a good rating as a passenger, which...
That's true.
I'm actually very happy to say that I'm a 5-star rated passenger.
I've never checked.
I'm fucking hilarious. So, like, when I get an Uber, I'm not going with the normal, like, how long you been doing this?
Oh, no, you know? No.
Yeah,
I usually ask that question. Well, I usually ask, have you been busy tonight?
I usually ask, has anybody ever puked in this car?
Yeah.
Like, well, I'd like to know. Yeah. And they're like, what? And I'm like, I mean, I bet you got some stories, right? Like, taxi cab confessions, HBO, like, you know. But, no, so it was so funny. We were in Chattanooga last year, and it was late at night, like midnight. We were at a bar with friends and everything, and called for our Uber, and this car pulls up. I'm like, I think that's our car. You know, it was a white Honda or whatever.
You gotta always double check.
The thing was bumping bass. You open the door, I thought it was cash cab.
Nice.
Like, we were like, oh my God, this is cash cab. Like, there was a strobe light, there was a disco ball, like, it was...
Did you give him a 5-star rating?
Oh my God, I totally did. And then we get in the car, I'm like, how are you driving like this?
Right.
I would be, like, you know...
Very distracted.
Like, what do you want to hear? I was like, I'd like to hear some Ludacris, so we...
Nice. That's how you get your ratings. I know, like, a lot of Uber drivers, and I know a couple, I know, at least one person, or no, two people that have actually driven for Uber.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that, like, you know, like, having water in the car and things like that.
Oh, yeah, chargers mints and stuff like that. Yeah. And
people really appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. And that's, you know, one of the ones we took in Vegas last time I was out there, they had karaoke.
In the car?
In the car. It was a minivan, and they had a karaoke screen up front and one in the very back, and they had two microphones.
Oh, how awful for the driver.
Oh, yeah, because there's actually video of me and my boyfriend singing Billie Jean.
Oh, no. Oh, how awful for the driver.
It is awful. Like, we could not get on beat. We were drunk. We could not. But it was awesome. Oh. Yeah, so
I guess you got to keep yourself entertained if you're driving right? all night.
Yeah, because he was like, oh, would you like karaoke? I'm like, yes! Like, and then it's like,
oh no.
But then I was like, oh, you got to hurry up because by the time you get through the catalog of songs, like you're there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You should have that queued up.
Right.
If you're listening,
Uber drivers.
Uber driver from Vegas.
Get that karaoke ready.
Yeah. Have it ready and ready to go.
Well, I hope you have a good time. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. We'll have to definitely
enjoy that Garth Brooks.
Yeah. Whoop. I'm going down to the. Someone comes up. Well, you know Friends in Low Places, I'm sure.
Yes, yes. Maybe I didn't know that was Garth Brooks, but I know that song.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it. Yes. I'll send a video of that from the concert to you, and you'll be like, and delete. As much as Molly and I have in common, we are so motherfucking, like, so different. Like,
with music, for sure.
Yeah, but we like some of the same music.
Agreed.
We are,
at least, like, there's stuff that I listen to that I'm like, I think Angie would like this. Mm-hmm. You know, like, a couple things I've given, and vice versa, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But country is just, I enjoy me some country.
Go for it. You are from Central Illinois.
We both like ABBA. So.
Yes. Yes, I do. I do like some.
There's
ABBA.
Something to be said for.
Mm-hmm.
We went.
What was that thing called that we saw?
Bjorn Again.
Bjorn Again. That's right.
The ABBA cover band.
They were pretty good.
They were really good.
Yeah.
They dressed the part.
They did. They dressed the part. Well, we went to. It was at an auditorium, and were we the only two that were standing up?
Oh, and dancing in the aisle. Yeah. Screw that. I'm here for a good time. Like,
that's right.
If you can't dance to Bjorn Again, like,
get out. You're no dancing queen.
You've wasted your money. So that should be our, I think we talked about that last time, like maybe our goal for 2019 is to go find all of these cover bands with kitschy names, like Super Diamond.
I think now that we've talked about that, I got an advertisement that popped up on my Instagram because my phone, because my phone's listening. So, of course, like, I had, like, a Super Diamond, like, promotion on my phone.
Oh,
I
was sure.
What?
Oh, this podcast has ruined my phone. Like, every time it's like, oh, you want penises? You need lube? No, I don't. Like,
well, I'm interested to see what starts popping up for my topic tonight. Tonight for this recording. We'll get to it. I'm second tonight, but pretty sure I'm going to get some pretty solicited advertisement after this.
I'm excited to hear about it.
But what do you have this week
for us? I have something this week that I think you'll be excited about.
Okay.
I think this is very, very relatable. It's very, I was super excited when I heard about it. You know how we always tell our listeners, don't do this at home?
Right.
You can totally do this at home.
Okay.
Like, it's encouraged. You can do this at home. But I think it would be better if you actually went and did this with a group.
Okay.
Our topic tonight, Molly.
Yes.
Rage yoga.
No. What? What is rage yoga? That's like an oxymoron.
I know. I was like, what is this now? What is going on here? If you are frustrated.
Okay.
If you are fed up.
Okay.
If you just want to scream, fuck.
Whoa.
You should try rage yoga.
I
feel so, okay. better. I already feel better.
Okay, so if you don't like goats, you're not doing goat yoga. And you're nowhere near a rage room.
Right.
Where you can
trash that shit out.
Okay.
You can do rage yoga.
Rage yoga.
It is similar to regular yoga.
Okay.
In that you do all the bending, stretching, breathing.
Right.
Twisting, all that kind of stuff. But it involves swearing at the top of your lungs.
Oh my gosh.
And I think this is what's going to sell you on this, Molly.
Okay.
Swearing at the top of your lungs and...
I mean, I do like me a potty mouth, so.
Drinking ice cold beers in between poses.
Okay.
Rage yoga.
Can I just drink beer?
Yes.
Do I have I mean, I am a potty mouth. I do like, yeah, you know, some my obscenities.
Yes.
I actually told my kids they're not allowed to listen to our podcast because I use bad words, and they actually remind me of that regularly. You're a podcast mom that we can't listen to because you use bad words.
Oh, that's too bad. And you talk about how drunk you are.
Yeah. So we can't, okay, but I obviously can't take them to rage yoga.
They also shouldn't listen because I also talk a lot about penises.
Vagina. We're PC at our house. It's
okay,
cool.
Okay, yeah, they got it. They got it going down. So, yeah, so I thought that was cool. So it not only does it involve screaming at the top of your lungs, but also you get to drink beer.
Okay.
Ice cold beer in between.
That kind of seems counterproductive to yoga, though, right?
Well.
Right?
I mean, do you?
I mean, this is
right.
The thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
got it.
So the founder, Lindsay, it's Istace, I think is how you say it. It's Istace.
Okay.
She's the founder of Rage Yoga.
Okay.
And
Lindsay's got a lot of rage.
Yes. And basically what she says that it's alternative yoga for the modern badass. And the goal is to attain good health and become zen as fuck.
I like her motto. Okay.
Which I need to start using that a lot more. I'm gonna be like, oh, I'm zen as fuck. Like, you really want to know, like, zen AF. Like, that is hashtag zen AF. Like, I think we were joking on, I was joking on our last podcast. I'm like screaming rage yoga. I have to take my cardigan off right now. Like, I'm having to take my, I'm so hot. Like, I'm, woo. Getting hot in here. I think I joked about, like, hashtag lube life. Like,
right.
I really need to start using that more.
Right,
I don't
right.
know why. I just feel like right. I said so. Yeah, hashtag zen as fuck, zen AF.
Okay.
I'm going to start using that more, too. But basically what they say is that it's a safe space to let go of frustration and rage in a very healthy way. So
okay.
kind of like the rage room. The rage room was like, you know, hey, we know you have this built up. We know that these things kind of happen. And so I think a lot of people talk about, well... you know, like you said, isn't that kind of an oxymoron? Yoga is supposed to be calm. You're supposed to meditate. You're supposed to find peace. For some people, stretching still does that, but they want to get that frustration out.
Well, I'm like intrigued by this because I have done yoga before and it's kind of boring to me. Like, you know, like, I don't...
Well, imagine if you had... It's Tourette's yoga.
Like. Yeah, right? You know, like, this is actually, like, kind of a maybe for me because, like, when I've done yoga before, I'm just kind of like, when you, like, lay there at the end and you, like, cool down and whatever, I'm just like, okay. Like...
Can we get done
here? Yeah, like this is, you know, like, it's just not for me.
Yeah.
Like, when I like to, like, exercise, like, I like to, like... go full force and sweat and jump and get crazy. So this might be right up my alley.
Well, what's funny is that, so the gym...
Plus
there's beer, right? Like, I mean, let's not forget. So the gym that I belong to, we always joke, I kind of have a reputation.
Okay.
As
not
being,
you.
No, I know.
What?
Oh, not be still my heart. I have a little bit of a reputation of being the cursor.
Okay.
At the gym. And it's it's one of those, like, you've got music going on, and I usually don't feel like people can hear me, but, I mean, when they're like, oh, this next station, you're doing burpees for a minute, like, 30 seconds in, I'm
fuck
like,
you.
God damn, like, fuck, like, you know, and it's like, you get up, and you just kind of, and I always mouth, I'm like, fuck, okay, and then I go again, and I feel like that helps me, like, get some of that out, it motivates me, whatever, so, I thought this was funny, they said, that it's a safe space to let go of frustration and let your fist unicorns loose.
What's a fist unicorn?
The middle finger.
Now that one I'm using. That is the best.
The
Okay. Okay.
Fist unicorns.
Like, fist unicorns.
She was like, you gotta throw some fist unicorns. I'm like, what the fuck is a fist unicorn? Yes! Like,
that's the best.
I will never think of them the same. I love that. Yeah, fist unicorn. So,
oh my God, I love that so much.
Yeah, so the official Rage Yoga classes are currently held in Calgary and Edmonton, Canada.
Okay.
Which...
Aren't Canadians, like, the nicest, like, low-key people?
Like, what do you all have to be mad about? Like,
they're bottling it up.
They are. That's probably why this happened. Like, they're so nice to everybody right. that they have to get it out. But they're also available in Houston, Texas. So, okay. Like, it's a really big thing in Houston, Texas. Okay. There's a lot of them popping up kind of all over. But the sure. official Rage Yoga
okay.
Is in these places. And they do have a website. It's rageyoga.com.
Okay.
All the instructors, and they take it very seriously. Like, this isn't just kind of a fart in the skillet thing. Like, it's very it's very serious. Like, all instructors complete a special certification program as well as 200 hours of yoga instruction.
Okay, so it's like a real yoga class.
To get their certification.
Does it? Did it tell you, like, are you instructed on whether, like, when you can yell and, like, when you can stop to drink?
Anytime. Oh, okay. So they drink in between poses. So, okay. So they were saying that...
You're just wasted by the end of it.
Yeah, like, so they were saying that, you know, when you start out, a lot of people, and they said especially there's certain poses, which... I've done yoga before, too, and I just don't bend that way. Gotcha. I think if I were to continue to do yoga.
Sure,
but I'm like, I get in there, and I'm like, God, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
You just make that louder. You just let it fly.
Cool.
So you can scream and yell whenever you want. But, yeah, in between poses, they'll stop and say, okay, let's have a beer.
Right.
I'm like, that's my kind of thing. So the classes are 60 to 90 minutes, depending on what you do. And so when I say you can do this at home.
Sure.
They offer online classes.
Oh, nice!
So you can actually rage yoga in the comfort of your own home.
And then your neighbors wonder what's going
on. Right, and then the cops come.
I'm just doing yoga, man.
Yeah, why are you trying to harsh on me? I'm zen as fuck right now.
Don't mind my fist unicorn.
Would you like to join me? So if you do the online classes, you get two videos every week for 6 weeks, and it's $170 for the 6 weeks of classes.
Oh, okay, like, that's not bad.
So it's not too bad. It's from what I could tell on the website. If you want to just take a Rage Yoga class, it's $25.
Okay,
like $25 per class, sure. Which isn't too bad.
No.
My favorite was that as I was scrolling through, they're now offering Sunday classes. That's partnered with motherfucking brunch.
Ooh.
Rage yoga followed by brunch.
Oh, snap.
Perfect Sunday.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
A mimosa. Like, get your rage out, sit down, have some eggs Benedict. I don't know. Maybe a mimosa. Like,
oh my God.
Why not?
That sounds like
really
fun.
That sounds like a perfect Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, you go rage from 9 to 10:30.
Right.
And then you go eat your brunch. So, and I don't know, the only thing I couldn't find if, like, the beer is included in the price of the class. Or if that's something
so it's not
you have
even
to purchase
like
separately.
BYOB. Like, it's, you get it there.
I don't know because, right, it's not BYOB. Because it's kind of like, so we have a couple places here that do, like, beer and yoga.
Yes.
Or, like, yoga on the lawn.
Yep.
At a brewery.
Yes,
and
we have a brewery here in town.
That's what this one was doing in Houston.
Okay.
It's actually, they're doing it at a brewery. And so it's, like, $10, and that includes a beer after you get done
one
with
beer.
Your
okay,
yoga class.
Gotcha.
So that's the way our brewery in here in town does it. So I'm guessing Rage Yoga is probably the same. Like, you just, it comes with a couple beers. So. It was so funny. So they were saying that you don't actually have to use profanity if you don't want to.
Oh, okay.
She said
you could be like, "Oh, cheesecakes."
Yes. Jesus Christ. Fudgesicles.
For those who don't like to have a potty mouth, I get it.
That's perfect, but no, that's not what she meant. So what she was saying is you don't have to be screaming profanity. She said she has a lot of people that come in and, like, husbands will get upset with their wives. And she said that she has had people scream out, like, just do the dishes. Like,
nice.
Like, so you're trying to get out, like, mow the lawn. on. Like, okay. You're trying to get out the rage from the day.
Got it. Just something that's weighing on your mind. Yeah, you can shout that out as well.
Scream it out. Put it out into the universe. Yell at it. Get it out. Get it done. You'll feel better. They said if you prefer like calm meditation, like peace.
Can you imagine some of the stuff that comes out of people's mouths?
Oh my God. Just doing that? Well, and I, you know what I really want?
No, I don't want to play Pinochle with the Smiths on Saturday. Got Sharon.
I'm gonna fist unicorn into tomorrow. Like, I don't.
Oh God, this is awesome.
Stop buying fucking low fat chips. I bet you could really get some, like. Clean your own fucking underpants.
Like, I don't know. I just, yeah, I was dying.
Oh my God.
Dying. Okay. Like, I'm sure the instructor is probably like, this is the best shot ever.
And the best part at the end is that when they were getting through with everything, they were like, and we do recommend that you don't bring your children.
No, I'd say so.
It's like, oh, do you think? Like, yeah. Do you not have daycare available for rage yoga? Great. So I thought that was hilarious. Now, one piece real quick at the end of this, as I was researching.
Okay.
Rage yoga, again, like we talk about things pop up and stuff like that. And I thought this was kind of hilarious to go along with it, is that there's an app out there now that is called Walk Against Humanity. Okay. So have you heard of Cards Against Humanity?
Yeah.
And it's the card game and it's real vulgar.
Right.
You know, you play it and it's, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Super, yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully most of our listeners have heard about Cards Against Humanity. Yeah. So there's actually an app.
Okay.
It's called Walk Against Humanity, and it says, we don't care how you do it, just get up and fucking move.
Oh.
And so I don't know if it's kind of like a reverse psychology kind of thing, but it's basically an app that just, it yells at you, and it like is kind of mean to you.
Oh.
And all of
some
these
people
things.
Are very motivated by that kind of stuff, yeah, like to get stuff done. Yeah,
it says there's not much to it. There's a GPS tracking. It says, it says we'll customize fitness goals that you'll never be able to achieve anyway.
That's awesome.
You can trash talk your friends if they sign up for it, and then you earn badges for doing stuff that you would normally just do.
That's awesome.
Which I was like, okay, well, if I'm going to have to, like, do this, then
I
might as well at least feel like
you
I'm
went to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Oh, so, that's fun.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. Some of their FAQs I have to that were on the site because I downloaded this.
Of course.
I just downloaded it today, so I'm excited to kind of use it. But it says like FAQs. How am I supposed to feel about this? They go, I don't know. I'm supposed to tell you how to feel now? Jesus Christ, why are you even talking to me? Not downloading the app? It's fucking free. And it says, is this for real? It's as real as your parents' relationship, unless they've already divorced. In which case, yes, this is real. So, I mean, I just think it's funny. Like, it says, what does the app really do? And it says, nothing really important. You walk, you run, we track it.
Nice.
It says messed up.
I love that,
too.
Though.
So I think it's kind of cool. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I like that it's so snarky. You know? Like,
I'm excited to try it out. It makes
fun.
You...
Like, I get turned off by, like workout stuff and, like, motivational stuff because they're, like, so serious about things and, like, so, like, I don't... Inspirational is the wrong word, but, like, just so, like, you know,
you can,
like,
do it. Like, no, I really can't.
Yeah, like, you know, like, your life is so much better if you do this. And it's just like, nah, not really.
But,
nah, you know.
You see, so, again, I said the gym I go to, one of the coaches that, you know, while we're working out, his favorite line is, you're not tired yet. And my friend Lori and I, we always look at each other and we're like, yes, we are.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're not tired yet. You can keep going. And I'm like,
no.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm tired. So I think it's kind of like, I kind of like the fact, like, if I'm going to go run anyways, like, and track it, I might as well have somebody in my ear being like, really?
Yeah. This is what you got?
This is what you got?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
I think that
you
would
have sat at home. Like, I mean, I think to me that's kind of funny and I think it might motivate me a little bit
I think
more,
that would motivate me much more than like somebody like that's super cut, like jumping in front of me being like, you got this. And I'm like, no. Yeah. I'm not going to look like that ever.
No, ever. You know? Ever. Yeah. That's my thing. So, yeah, I thought that was kind of funny so to go cool. along with.
I like that. Yeah. I would give that a try for sure.
So, Ray Yoga is a thing.
I do Ray Yoga.
And that's what I was like, we might have to try this.
Yeah, so, I like it.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. So, that's my thing for the week.
Love
I'm excited to hear what your Instagram is going to be
inundated
with because of
the beginning part of it is kind of just... like talking about what the item is, and then it gets a little deep.
Okay.
So, have you heard of...
The deeper, the better.
Yeah, right?
Lube life.
Hashtag. Oh, God.
Sorry.
Zenea.
Zenea.
All right, have you heard of a haptic suit?
No.
Do you know what a haptic suit is?
I don't know these words.
Okay.
I know what a suit is.
Right. Well, once I describe it, you'll probably understand. Okay. So basically,
haptic suit.
A haptic. H-A-P-T-I-C.
Okay.
Haptic suit. So basically, a haptic suit is like a tactile suit or like a gaming suit or vest. So it is a wearable device that provides haptic, which I'm putting in finger quotes here, feedback to the body. So people wear these suits for like virtual reality stuff.
Okay.
That can, it recreates the sense of touch by applying forces to, or vibrations or motions to like the user. So you have the suit on and it has like sensors within it and it's like full body, like pants and like shirt.
Is it like a what's the word? I'm having a stroke. What's the, like a suit? Like you go in the
suit?
Ocean? Yeah,
Scuba Steve suit. Yes, it looks like that basically, and then it has like sensors and certain like body parts, like points, like in your back or your stomach or your arms, so that
the douches just get douchier. Yeah.
So that like when you're playing like a virtual reality game or like a first person shooter game, like somebody like shoots you, you can actually feel it.
Okay, this is kind of cool. Okay.
Yeah, somebody like kicks you or punches you, you can feel it.
Okay.
So it's like
if
you can
get
like.
If it's raining out, I'll throw water on you.
Well.
Oh.
They have ones
yes.
that, like, when you are in, like, a certain environment in the video game, you could actually feel the wind.
Oh.
You can feel the water.
Oh.
Like, if you go, like, through a stream and stuff like that, it has a sensation of the water. It has a sensation of the breeze coming by
Don't
you.
Don't pee in your suit.
Yeah. Well, they have, like, the feeling of gunshots, slashing, and blood flow simulation. So if you're playing like a first person shooter game and stuff like that, you can like feel like if you get shot and like are bleeding, like it could like feels like maybe like warm
Hashtag
or whatever.
Too real.
Right?
Oh my gosh.
So these first came about, actually started in 1994. Yeah, it was like a first one that was done by this company.
The
and
prototype.
Then it just, yeah, and it kind of expanded from there. In 2015, there came out with the Tesla suit, which is not the same company as
the vehicle.
As Tesla.
Okay.
The vehicle.
Okay.
But this is kind of like, I don't know, I know you and I know this, but like what an electrotherapy stimulation is.
Oh, sure.
So this
like
suit.
Like a TENS unit.
Yeah, this suit is kind of like.
Stimulator.
Yeah, a muscular stimulator. So it has all these like stimulation points within it. So when you are playing it, you know, it like vibrates or like pushes like, you
this
know, like
so
stuff
crazy.
On you. And this, like this Tesla suit, they are like developing this one like even more and more. They're using them currently in like police and like firefighter simulations.
Oh, sure.
So they can feel like what it is to like be attacked or like shot or like be in a burning fire and like how to handle with that. In 2016, they started using them in like VR entertainment centers.
Yeah.
There is one now out that has like it's a suit and a glove that has 117 haptic effects.
Jesus.
117. There is also one that's developed that has smart fabric, so it's like the entire fabric that's
so
on
like
your body.
So like maybe it gets cool or warm.
Yep. Simulates the environment. Now, they are creating currently an exoskin that is where you can actually experience real touch. So you'll be like online with somebody like across the country, like a loved one, just, you know, whatever. And you can simulate a hug where you can actually feel someone hug you.
Hashtag lube life.
That's where I'm going with this. Yeah. Let me finish up this part first. Okay, so it has, like, they currently oh have, like, goodness. Climate control, water sensation, everything like that.
This is the bananas. Ones, like, the ones we that have I saw, taken gaming to a new level.
Right, and the ones I saw online were anywhere from, like, $1,000 to, like, $3,500 that you could personally buy. Oh. Now, this Tesla suit... You've got
to be serious about gaming for this.
Well, this Tesla suit that they are developing, that they're using with police officers and stuff like that, is $15,000.
Well, of course.
You know, I like, mean, that that's... one's insane. And so, like, the company is starting to try to make them, like, available to the general public. Yeah. But, you know, reducing the price and everything like that is a bit much.
Yeah.
Okay. So... down my rabbit hole of investigation, and I have to give credit to my husband for this. He was the one that brought me this topic, because this is what he has heard about what's happening with these suits. So there is a company called Tenga, T-E-N-G-A.
Okay.
Now, I want to preface this with, from all the articles that I read, I saw ones that are like how you can purchase it. It is a real thing. And then I saw a couple articles saying that this is not yet out.
Okay.
But they're saying this is where it is going.
Okay.
They have developed or are developing. It was very unclear which article was correct.
Okay.
But VR sex suit.
I mean, we already have dolls, like sex dolls that are supposed to be like so real. Right. That
this is now going to start in the future.
Sex suit.
Replacing that. So this
we don't even need a doll anymore. No, like, no. We don't even need.
No, no.
Jesus Christ.
Is a full body virtual interface that comes with a pair of female attachments.
No!
So it is one that's for your penis that goes over there. And the other one, it, like, goes right under your chest and it simulates breasts.
Oh, my God.
So you have, like, a sensor.
I can't.
Like, a stim unit, like, on your wiener. And then you have one where you can, like, that makes it feel like you have breasts, where you can, like, fondle breasts at the same time.
Every day we stray farther away from humanity.
And they had, like, this one video of, like, this dude, like, supposedly, like, using it. And he's, like, all, like, totally, like, orgasming.
Oh,
like, all over the floor in, like, this outfit. And so, like, they have this one. It's, like...
Is it, like, machine washable? Like, you could just spooge in your skin suit? Like...
Yes. Yeah. So, you get, like, it has all that. And, like, it has, like, a VR...
of course,
screen, like, for your eyes.
Yeah.
So it's like playing basically
porn,
like, yeah, like porn, or like are simulating, like, what do you call it? Like, just like a girl, like they're like, hey, sexy, like no. talking to you.
Oh my God.
And so then you have like this thing, but they're developing it. So like what you're seeing is also connected to the stimulator that you have on your genitals.
Oh my God.
So like, it's basically like you're having sex.
This is
because
hilarious.
It's stimulating you and you're seeing it and the thing's talking. They have this one.
Dear virgins, you're not having sex.
Right, right. Doesn't
I'm
count.
Sorry.
Doesn't
no,
count.
No.
There's
something to be said for the real thing.
Yeah. And they had this one where there was this, she's a porn actress and she's like developing like a video to like go with it. So it's like, it's not happening yet, but like she's going to be coming out with this the video that you play while you're wearing the suit. So basically, it would be a subscription to an online thing. So like in real time, you're talking to her, and then you have like your suit on, and so basically you are having online sex with her.
Well, okay, I'm gonna tell you the silver lining in all of this fucking Satan's hole.
Whoa.
Because I know this is just so creepy to me and so like
right.
crazy that this is available. My only silver lining is I guess it's less STDs out there, right?
Sure.
Like, I mean,
well,
it's a
and it
healthier
was also,
way.
Yes.
But is this cheating?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think some people will probably look at it that way. One of the things that I did see though,
because you're
that
not touching them.
Right. That it will change the sex worker. Like job or whatever that
industry?
You want. Industry, thank you.
The porn industry?
Well, not just the porn industry, but just like the sex workers.
Oh,
like
sure.
Prostitutes
the
and
hookers.
Things like that.
Yeah.
We want to be PC. They're sex workers.
I'm
you
sorry.
Know. Yes.
I'm so sorry if I offended anyone in our audience today.
by calling these hoes hookers.
But it's going to change that industry in the sense that instead of, like, these women that are, you know, out there, you know, like, prostituting, instead...
Yeah, being susceptible to serial killers. And
right. Instead, they can... There are people that are wanting to get... a prostitute can instead go online with this suit and they can make their money that way. They can, you know, like they'll be able
but
to
I think that's where it's like,
pay with a card.
But where, so is that the line? Because to me, if you're going out and actually paying for a prostitute, it's skin to skin. It's actual insertion.
Right.
So yes, like that would be cheating. Is this cheating?
It probably depends on what kind of person you are.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, you'd have to define, like, I mean, some people think an emotional attachment is cheating.
Right.
Some people think that, like, it has to be physical.
Right.
Like.
Right. I mean, some people don't have a problem with their significant other watching
porn.
Some people do.
And that's basically what
this is.
You're watching porn.
Yeah. But now you have a suit that.
You got a sex suit.
That ejaculates for you.
That's
and
a whole new meaning to suit
up. Oh, and I forgot to mention. Yeah. What did you just say?
It's a whole new meaning to suit up.
Suit up.
Suit up, honey.
We're getting weird tonight. But currently, I forgot to mention this, it is only made for males. So
of course.
Right now, it's
why,
just
yeah,
for guys.
Why would we need anything?
Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, that's going on right now.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, a virtual reality sex suit.
Sex suit. Well, so okay, so here's my, going back to the gaming portion of it.
Yes.
Because that's so far down a rabbit hole with this sex suit. I'm just still trying to wrap my head around it all. So going back to the gaming portion of it, it's so crazy to me how far we've taken.
Yeah.
Virtual reality
right.
and gaming and
right.
things like that. And to the fact that even, and I don't know if we've, I'm trying to think, I don't know if we've talked about this on a previous podcast or not, but there's actually now like universities
uh-huh.
are offering.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I think we
mm-hmm.
did. They're
yeah.
offering like scholarships
yes.
for gamers.
Yep.
Like it's a sport now.
Yep.
Like it's on
where
TBS.
You
can, and
yeah,
you can
where you
watch
can go
the,
to the conventions or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, and you sit
or
there and watch
tournaments.
People
yeah.
finger a controller
yep.
and I win. And,
yeah, yeah.
And now...
I like your imitation of
yeah.
gaming.
I'm not a gamer myself, so I'm not really sure what goes on. In my head, this is what they do. I win! This is also how the sex suit works.
Oh, yeah. I win. Yep. Pretty much.
Oh, my God.
That's their selling point.
Yes. So I just, I'm curious to see, like, is this something that's going to be coming part of that scene?
Well,
and we're going to watch these people in these random suits
yeah.
and being like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, jolting when they get a
pretty
shot,
much.
You know?
I
like,
just was really
get...
impressed. I mean, I understand, like, I get the whole thing with, like, you, like, interacting.
Like, is it painful? Or is
no,
it just
probably
pressure
not.
Points?
The pressure
like,
point, for sure. No, it's not, like, painful, but just, like, the sensation of,
well,
like,
then what's the point? If you're going to shoot me,
right.
I want to
feel
it.
You want to feel the pain? But I was impressed, not just with the fact, like, there's one thing to interact with, like, a video game and have that sensation be brought into your suit, but the fact that you could be online with another human being that has a suit on across the country and be able to feel them
grab
your
you.
Arm.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, to touch you. That
yeah.
is just technology that is amazing to
yeah.
me. Like, that is something that, you know, that I didn't think that we would see in our life where you could, you know,
well,
like,
it's all... If you think about how a fax machine works,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just... transferring information
right.
from one thing to another. So
right.
all it's doing is using basically a satellite signal to say, I need to put pressure on this area because
right.
you're putting pressure on that area.
Right.
Like,
right.
So it's not technically them touching you,
but still,
it's still
like,
I mean, yeah,
connection.
It makes it what it feels
like. They were
like.
Saying,
mind, in your mind, that's what
right.
it feels
and they were
like,
saying,
so.
Like, you know, like a loved one that, like, let's say you live across the world from, like,
mm-hmm.
your parents or
mm-hmm.
something like that. You could, you know, essentially, like, get on with them and, like, give them a hug.
And
like,
your grandkids
and be able to
and,
feel
yeah.
that and like you know if you have them like on a screen in front of you and like you're both doing the motion and you feel that pressure at the same time like why wouldn't that feel like a real hug like that's
so I, does it feel like a real hand job like are we
probably
like
I don't know I didn't try
damn it get your sex suit out I know you got one
This is just...
Yeah.
I mean, because I... So we've always joked, like, we were... I mean, one of our... As weird as this sounds, like, one of our favorite things to do, like, when there's a group of us that go out, is look at, like, some of that, like, the Adam and Eve, like...
The sex toy company. Yeah.
And reading the reviews on the sex toys is hilarious. I bet. If you ever get a chance to do it, like, especially, like, the ones that look like butts and the guys are supposed to, like, do them. And they'll be, like, and put their penis in it and stuff. And they'll be, like, oh, this is really good, but the cheeks weren't as, like, firm as I would like. Or, like, the paint started to come off the labia. And
ew.
Just like hilarious.
Your labia's chipping.
Yeah, like they're like, oh, the paint started to come out, and I'm like, you know, they're like, it didn't have that real feel. I'm like, because you're fucking a piece of rubber, like,
right?
What, like, but yeah. If you,
I mean,
ever,
but some people need that. I mean, you know, it is,
it's fine. I'd rather you do that than, you know, repopulate it when you're not supposed to and do weird things and spread STDs. It's fine, but. That's one of my things is, like, to go on there and read some of the reviews. Yeah. Like, I would love to see what some of the reviews are when this starts to become more mainstream. Right. Like, I want to see what these reviews are.
My VR suit is really gunky from all my comments.
Right? Like, it didn't really feel like her tits were in my hand.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't know. My God. I just... So there's all, this is amazing. This is, I love this topic.
But yeah, I think, I mean, like they've developed the suits and everything like that and they're out there. I don't think it's as widespread, you know, as just going to Best Buy.
Oh.
And like, Jesus and like Christ. Buying like the VR sex suit.
Can you imagine, like you probably have to get fitted for it. I mean.
Yeah. Or like it, like, yeah, there's or small, medium, large.
There's
probably, are you really a large?
There
are
might be, I feel like the sex suits, there's going to need to be some like 4XLs and 5XLs.
Now.
That's my asshole coming out. I'm sorry. Hashtag lube life. Maybe I should go do some rage yoga.
Yes. Get this all
get
out.
Get all this out of my mind.
Fuck you, sex suit.
Fuck you, sex suit. This is amazing. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a thing.
Yep.
Thank you to your husband for bringing this forward because.
Well, he was talking about how, like, you know, they have the haptic suits and I was like, I don't know what that is. So I looked it up and he's like, well, what I've heard that recently is that they're starting to use them in like sex situations.
Oh, that's
and I was like, oh,
exactly where my mind went as soon as you were like, oh, it's this like virtual reality suit. I'm like, oh, we're gonna use it for porn. Like that's in my mind. Like all will always fly right to the gutter. Like anytime we have it.
Well, it did.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, at least I'm in line with humanity. So.
Well, I want to know what is the simulated like boobs feel like. Like you know, if it's just like a thing that you attach to. Like, what does it feel
it's
like?
Boobs. Why are people so fascinated with boobs anyways? I touch mine every month for my self-checkup.
There you go.
I don't turn myself on.
I want to feel some virtual reality boobs.
I think our breasts, we should offer up our breasts for virtual reality.
Oh, for the
breasts.
Design?
Yeah. Like, do you get to choose, like...
Tits and lashes.
Zen AF.
Like,
you get to choose the design of what you're looking at. Like, if I want bigger or, like, smaller areolas or, like, eraser nips.
Give me some
nips
big old
longer
eraser nips.
Well,
pancake nipples. Come on.
So, who knows? All right. Well,
all right. Let's wrap this
up. Those of you that are still listening. If any of you have dropped off by now, shame.
This is really good shit. This is a really good podcast.
So, as always, thank you guys for tuning in.
Yes.
We hope you enjoyed. This is one of my favorites. I really enjoyed this episode. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you, as always, for listening.
Absolutely.
Rate and review, please, 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 if you get a chance to do so.
Yep.
And keep sending us your ideas.
Yeah. You know, hit us up on Instagram.
Absolutely.
_ So That's a Thing podcast. And I don't know. Just,
Thank you. Going. Yeah, let's keep going. And thank you, world, for being bougie.
Bye.